Welcome to Hour 3 of The Truth with Sherwin Hughes. Last hour I talked about fewer African Americans have a desire to vote in this year's election as of a Washington Post Ipsos poll of 1,300 black adults find that 62% of African Americans are absolutely going to vote. That's down from 74% 4 years ago. Because this election, like the previous one 4 years ago, will be decided in the margins if African-American voter turnout is low, then Donald Trump is pretty much sure to win the necessary electoral college votes he needs to regain and resume the presidency. And then there's this story from Newsweek. Donald Trump is the preferred candidate over Joe Biden among higher and lower educated voters, according to this poll. An Activi vote survey, Activi vote survey of 953 likely voters found that Trump, the presumptive 2024 Republican nominee, is leading Biden in a head-to-head presidential contest by almost 5.5 points. When the results are broken down even further, Trump is found to be beating the president among those with only a high school education, 51% to 49%, as well as those with some college or an associate's degree, 54% to 46%, and a college degree, 43% to 47%. The results are the latest warning sign for Biden as he seeks re-election against Trump in November. According to a CNN poll taken at the 2020 election, 55% of college graduates opted to vote for Biden, compared to 48% who voted for Trump. So what happened to the college educated? Those used to be the Biden people, and now Trump has them? Just because someone has a college degree does not mean that they are educated. I have met, honestly, I'll be honest with y'all, some of the most intelligent people I have ever met have never stepped foot in a classroom after high school. And then some of y'all go to these fancy schools and pay all this tuition money and got all these letters behind your name, and you're dumb as a box of rocks. I don't even know what's happening in the world anymore. Tony had to call back, make himself clear. He can only see colors and shapes in his left eye. All right, let me read some of these YouTube comments here. Not really a city girl, says. Let me back up. Leo Muhammad said, black folks, let's vote for Biden again, with a bunch of laughing emojis. That's not funny. I wish I could say, oh yeah, then don't vote for Biden or vote for Trump and see what happens. But I don't want to dare y'all to do that because you'll probably do it. That's why reading comprehension is so important. Even though taxi drivers said reading compression is so important. Zuri says, I hear you, the town. Not really a city girl says, well, that's why people study and get tutors as possible. Curly Q says, oh, wait, Lisa called back. Taxi driver, of course, math skills, spatial understanding. Curly Q says, heck, I wish I would have gone into a trade. I have a cousin who's an electrician, and she makes great money. Really, a lady electrician? Huh. Black people don't want to work or have so many excuses. Please recommend a good plumber to me, says not really a city girl. I'll wait. So don't have all these black men and black high school graduates going into the trades, and then y'all are going to stereotype them as being bad at the trades and not hire them. We already heard Lisa is suing her black contractors and her black plumber, and she got her some Mexicans that did the work for half the money. See there? Y'all over here, it's, oh, no, black man, get into the trades. But when you do, I'm going to hire a Mexican. That's not fair. Zuri says, I think learning a trade should be like a coming-of-age thing. That's why they can still focus on what the child wants. To me, a trade is essential for life to provide. But also hair. Braiding hair is a trade, right? Barber, beautician, esthetician, What's the one where they remove the hair off your lips, ladies? Electrolysis? Yeah, that's they move. Some people have hair in places they don't want it. Laser hair removal. Who are the people that do the waxing? Waxers? There's a name for them. That's a big deal. Some people get their backs waxed. They get their fronts waxed. I guess when you get waxed, you don't got to shave for a while. That's also a trade. That's a skill trade. I would be the worst waxer ever. I wouldn't want to do that. Because people might want all sorts of things waxed. Like, hey, come on in. You got a 12:30 appointment? Oh, sure. Okay. Yeah, what are you having done today? I'm Sherwin Hughes, your skilled trades waxer. Yeah, come on in. Yeah, come on in the office here or the waxing room. All right. What do you want to have waxed?
Well, I haven't had my pubes waxed in a couple of decades, so I want you to just...
Oh. Okay. Sure, we'll take care of that for you.
All right, you ready?
And people aren't that hygienic either. Like, you'll be surprised what some waxers find.
Oh, I'm not surprised. But that's the trade. Like, trades are not always carpentry and plumbing and welding and HVAC. There's estheticians, beautyticians, hair people. That's all skilled trades. How much does a wax cost? It's expensive. But it's probably worth it because then you don't have to. You don't got to shave. Maybe your armpits. I'm lucky I don't have a hairy back. But if I did, I would feel very self-conscious about back hair. So I'd go in and I'd get my back waxed. I wonder if waxers laugh. Of course they do. Why wouldn't they? I bet you they laugh. I see some things that are funny. But if we're going to talk about the trades, ladies and gentlemen, as a way for members of our community to find jobs and maybe even be self-employed, let's look at other things instead of the traditional things. Some people might be born to wax. I know when I was a kid, I was always fascinated by candle wax. Like, you let it dry on your fingers. I used to like that. But I mean, that's a lot different than waxing a person. Like, I've seen the process. They put basically a hot wax on the area to be depilloried, because depilatory means to remove hair. So they put the wax on the area. They spread it on like a spatula. It's a golden color. It looks like honey, actually. And they put it on the area. And then they place like a paper sheet over the waxed area where they spread the wax, and they press the paper sheet down very firmly. Okay, you gotta press. Okay. And then they sometimes warn the person, like, hey, I'm about to rip this paper off. And when they rip off that paper that they pressed very firmly onto the waxed area of hair, apparently it's very painful. Especially, you know what part I'm talking about. Because it's not just the front of the pelvic region that people wax. They wax the back. The back door. That's right. So they apply the wax to the area. Then they apply the paper. And the waxer says, this is going to be very painful. Are you ready? And they may count them down from three. I really hope there's not visitors in the producer studio right now. Well, we're talking about the trades. I just happen to be talking about one in particular that people don't consider. But I bet you can make good money waxing people's many areas. And as that wax is starting to congeal. One. Two. Two and a half. Two and three quarters. Three. Yow! And then they rip it off. And then sometimes they'll show you the paper. You ever seen that where they show you? Oh, that's... So when we're talking about the trades, that's a trade as well. Taxi driver says the industrial arts should be taught in elementary school along with financial literacy and civics. I don't disagree with that taxi driver. I had industrial arts class. I had a big old gigantic, his teacher, he was huge, he was 7 feet tall. His name was Mr. Clabunde. That was a good industrial arts teacher's name. Problem is, the equipment that we were working with, I don't think that young people nowadays can be trusted to work with a bandsaw and like a file, and we would like sword fight with files and stuff. Horrible! Because that was back when we didn't kill each other in schools. There are some kids that would find a weapon in an industrial arts classroom and go and kill their classmates. We didn't kill each other back then. That was not something that we ever thought to do. We would fight after school, or we'd fight on the school bus, but we wouldn't kill each other. So I don't even know if you can have that kind of equipment. Do y'all understand that we used to have a saw, like a jigsaw, with a little tiny blade that goes 100 miles an hour, and we would cut wood as children? There's no way you can have kids doing that now. And nobody ever lost a finger. Savannah, did you have industrial arts class with saws and like a bandsaw?
Yeah, it was fun. I wish that they had that now, but like you said, kids crazy.
These kids are too irresponsible. They try to cut each other. There's no way you can do that now. The kids are different. I'm Generation X, so we have been adults since we were 9. We were very, very responsible. Here, let me tell you a story. A friend of mine I grew up with named Daryl lived on like 44th and North Avenue, but because of the 220 program, he went to Brown Deer High School with us. 14 years old now. And his parents would just let him take the car. And he would come, 14 years old now, okay? And he would drive from 44th and Capitol to Brown Deer, where I could have walked to Brown Deer High School. Daryl, at 14, would take his mother's Chevy Cavalier, come and pick me and a bunch of us up, and we would drive to the Brown Deer High School basketball games and to sporting events.
What?
His parents, I'm not kidding you. I remember being on the phone with Daryl when we was kids, and hey, man, I got to call you back. I said, oh, where you going? My mama need me to go to the store. And he would take her car and just, we were adults as children. My generation is different. These kids now, well, now they steal the cars. Back in the day, I guess you just had to ask your parents nicely for the car and they'd let you use it. Zuri Tribe says, I don't think we want to work for someone anymore, but we would love to work doing something that is revitalizing. Mr. Mahdi says, I went to technical college, 25% classroom, 75% in the field. Curly Q has a question that I want to know the answer to, my damn self. What in the world is going on? Don't know. Try to have a decent radio show. Try to come back and start this week on a high note. Provide a lot of very good, very useful information, because there's always somebody new listening to this show at all times. I got to be mindful. There's someone turning on 101.7 The Truth with Sherwin Hughes, at all times, and they're scanning on the radio, like, oh, what is this show? So you heard Tony crying, you heard Lisa talk about hiring Mexicans, and then also being asked by Prince to manage Paisley Park. You had that. You had the town calling in and just generally being an angry black man. So, yeah, this is it. And my colleagues won Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Awards over the weekend. You know what I won? Nothing. I won the ability to come back to work today. That's the only thing that I won. Mr. Mahdi says, funny how people badmouth black men but want them to protect them. Call RICO. Ha, 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 ha. That is true. Y'all want black men to do everything. Weld, be a carpenter, be a plumber that fixes and lays the pipe. We got to provide. We just got to do everything. Y'all need to give us a break. When, you know what? We need a day in which we celebrate just black men. When's Black Men's Day? We need a national holiday where we need to, and not even Father's Day, because Father's Day is a joke. Nobody takes Father's Day seriously. Okay, next Sunday is Mother's Day. I want you to go to any place that sells stationery, a pharmacy, a grocery store. You know how they have that section of cards? Okay, this is what I want you to do. I want you to do something. I see this experiment every single year when I buy Mother's Day and Father's Day cards. Somebody, if y'all go to a pharmacy or a grocery store that has a stationery section in one of the aisles, I want you to take a picture of the sheer number of Mother's Day cards that they have. It's Happy Mother's Day from husband, Happy Mother's Day from daughter, Happy Mother's Day from other mothers. There's all these categories and subcategories. There's dozens, if not hundreds, of different types of Mother's Day cards. There are more cards for Mother's Day than there are for birthdays and graduations. And it's graduation season, too. There are more Mother's Day cards than any other holiday. Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to wait 1 month until Father's Day. Go to that same pharmacy, that same grocery store that has a stationery section, and there's three cards for Father's Day. Three. And nobody buys them. How come nobody loves dads? Nobody cares. Look at the gifts fathers get for Father's Day. Socks. Or I've given my father neckties for Father's Day. You know what? I hate to admit this. I feel terrible saying this. Dad, I'm sorry. Those are my ties. I just gave you one of my ties. Nobody does anything for dads. We're lucky if we get a happy Father's Day. The most we get is we'll get a group text from a bunch of other sad, lonely fathers. Nobody takes us out for brunch. Nobody treats us like kings on Father's Day. Fellas, those of you that are dads and good dads and dedicated dads that are there for your kids, whether you're with the mother of your children or not, you know what you should be entitled to on Father's Day if you don't get it any other day of the year? Some nookie cookie, some bam bam tam tams and mam mams. That's the least.
Negro, please.
No, I think that one day of appreciation, seriously, cook the man a meal. Do something for him. Men, we suffer. Nobody cares. Fellas, I got you. I understand, men. We just got to keep on going. We can't have any feeling. We can't have any emotion. We can't ever be tired. We can't express any sorrow. We just got to keep on going.
I guess I just get up and go to work. I guess I just have to work every day. Nobody says thank you. Your wife just takes your paycheck. She takes it. You don't even see it, and you just go to work every day, and that's what you're supposed to do. And if somebody breaks in the house, you got to go kill them. You got to go risk your life for a woman. You got to die for a woman, and what does she do? Takes your paycheck and doesn't give you any yam-yam-bam-bams and tam-tams ever. It's a rough existence. Ladies, as hard as some of y'all try, I don't think you guys would like it very much being a man, because if you make a mistake as a man, it's your fault. You're always responsible for everything that you do. Men are even responsible for things that we don't do. We just got to take responsibility for everything. Women don't have to be as responsible as us. And I know y'all are going to get mad at me, but it's the truth. Nobody cares about us, fellas. That's why we die young. We do all the dangerous jobs. Look up the 10 most dangerous jobs, and those are jobs that are performed by men. We go to war. Ladies don't really go to war. We protect the women. We say, no, 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 you don't have to go to war.
I saw a video where a woman was trying to compare, you know, how bad women have it, and she used the example of credit cards. And they're talking about feminism. I just love watching these podcasts about feminism. They're so fascinating. Well, women weren't allowed to work. Yes, you were. In fact, during World War II, women actually went and worked in the factories because all the men were at war. Oh, they didn't let us work. Yeah, y'all didn't want to work. And then another woman brings up, she's like, well, they didn't let women have credit cards until the 70s. You know why that is, Savannah? You want to know why that is? Because a woman could take her husband's charge account and buy whatever she wanted because the man was responsible for his wife's debt. If they were a married couple and she could go to Macy's and Marshall Fields and go to Gimbel's and go to Sears and Roebuck and charge everything, no debtors ever came after her because a man, it was just understood that he was responsible for a woman's debt. And then guess what? Now y'all got credit cards. You were actually better off before you could get them because then you could just go charge them. What? I wish that I could just go to a store and be like, yeah, put it on Mrs. Hughes' charge account, my wife's charge account.
But saying better off is crazy. Like,
you didn't have to pay your... Savannah, stop okay, it. You mean to tell me if you're better off having to pay your own bills?
Yeah, and I get my ASS beat for sure. For sure, you're right on.
Ain't nobody beating no ASS.
Okay.
It was different back then.
Ask somebody, grandma. Not mine, though. She'd be fighting.
But women were different. Men, there's a different level of respect, I think, between men and women. She would take care of the kids, cook. He'd provide everything. She didn't have to do anything. She didn't have to go and get coal on her face and go and work in the dirt mine and have to mine dirt. Oh, and then guess what else she used to do? She used to give him yam yam bam bams and tam tams because she knew as a man that that's what he needed. And it was a trade off. He went out into the world and faced danger and lions. He faced, it was elephants and tigers out there, and he faced them. And he came home and the wife was like, oh, baby, let me rub your back. And he got his back rubbed and he took care of, it was worth it for him to be loved and appreciated at home. Now, all of us men, we're just a bunch of bastards. Everybody hates us. We're just a bunch of creeps. Just creeps. That's all we are. Even if we're good men, we're assumed to be creeps. Can't even introduce yourself to a woman nowadays. You walk up to a woman nowadays and you just want to be a gentleman, be like, hey, I want to introduce my... Help! He's attacking me! Help!
And whose fault is that?
Hers.
Other men.
No, you can't blame me for what another man did.
Yes, just like you and everybody else blame women for what y'all lack and all this other stuff y'all scared about and stuff like that. So we can do the same.
I don't blame women for nothing.
You just did that last week.
I don't remember.
Okay.
I blame a woman for something, it's because she did it.
Right. But then you talk about us in a general sense, just like we talk about y'all in a general sense. So if I'm scared of one man and I keep having these instances, so when I look at you, I don't know the difference. I don't know if you're crazy or not. Ah, I don't know.
But you can't scream help when, like, a woman might call the fire department and it needs a firefighter to come. But then the firefighter's a man. No, you're a man.
Oh, please.
Get out of here, firefighter.
He got his whole uniform on. We know what he's trying to do. But you... And your civilian outfit, okay. I'm scared.
Fellas, guess what? Fellas, start dressing up like firefighters then. I promise I'll come in here wearing some boots and some suspenders. I gotta take a break. I've wasted an entire radio show. All right. There's 54 people watching this nonsense. You're listening to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 FM. Our phone number is 833-212-1017, 833-20. You know the number. I'm going to talk to James and Black Conscious on the other side. Two very strong black men, two proud black men. Alex also is a proud black man because he works here. So he's invited to the cookout. Fight to power, Alex. Alex is Mexican. So, Alex finna get so many plumbing jobs. I'm kidding, Alex. I'm joking. Come on. Everybody relax. Everybody's too uptight. I'll be right back.
More of The Truth with Sherwin Hughes is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, we have a perfect way for you to kick off your Memorial Day weekend. We're excited to announce our Beyond the Mic with Sherwin Hughes Happy Hour Mixer. This sophisticated event takes place on Friday, May 24th from 5 until 7 p.m. at Gibraltar MKE. Indulge in delicious cocktails, great conversation, and of course, with y'all, unforgettable memories. Make sure you bring your cameras. Don't miss out on all the fun and join us for Beyond the Mic with me, Sherwin Hughes, on Friday, May 24th from 5 until 7 p.m. at Gibraltar MKE, located at 131 North Jackson Street in the 3rd Ward. Milwaukee, we're mixing it up with you all summer long. And Savannah, you're going to come, I'm assuming. You got to come.
For sure. I'll be
there.
People
want to meet you.
Yeah, I'll be there.
All right. So come to Gibraltar and hang out with. I'm scared of who might show up, because if the people that show up are anything like the ones that call, it's going to be a disaster. But we'll see how it goes. Might be grand opening for Beyond the Mic and then grand closing. Management, I sure went, because of what happened, there were people running around nude. There was someone who was also running around trying to wax people. We can't do this for a second month in a row. We're sorry. Let's talk to the caller. How are you?
Excellent, Professor Hughes. How you doing this morning, bro?
I don't know.
Well, I think when I called in, Savannah and I got to the root of the problem that you and the previous gentleman, I know you were being tongue-in-cheek about how dads get treated, you know, to a degree, and how you give, say your dad's name, because I'm actually part of the problem, because I know Miss Emma's name, and
Eugene?
I don't know your dad's name. Okay, Mr. Eugene. So, Savannah and I were talking about how there's really only one person who carries a human being around for a year, and nearly a year, and that's probably the variant in some of the affection that you, in kind of tongue-in-cheek, discussed. But I was a little bit taken back by how you and the other guy were talking about pedicures and all that. You don't got to wait till Father's Day to get that, man.
But I'm just saying the things that we give to women can be reciprocated to men. You're right. Men don't have to wait. Nobody's talking about men waiting till June to get a pedicure or a manicure. But if a right. woman wants to, as a part of treating her man, wants to treat him to a pedicure or a manicure, we like to get our foots rubbed. We like to get our nails done looking nice. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Right. And we do that for moms because they carried us around for a year. I think the tide
we overstating
for your dad,
that. That 9 months is over quickly. What about the other 18 years? That 9 months don't entitle her to get the benefit of the doubt all the time.
Well, let me give you one more thing. I had a conversation with some real smart gentlemen the other day. We were talking about how having a mother who's not too bright could be actually hazardous to the children's health.
Oh, a toxic mother is way worse than an absent father. We've already agreed on that.
Let me get this out. I didn't say anything about absence. Just let me get this out. Now, that choice of the father choosing such a smart woman who's going to raise you deserves that respect that you mentioned. That should be way more than a tie. So what I was thinking is that thing we were talking about with J.D. the poet, that could be a father and son thing. You think Mr. Eugene enjoyed it?
Father and son.
Coming out with you and J.D. and the poet? Huh?
Going to his erotic poetry?
Yeah, I bring my dad, and, you know, J.D. the poet can bring his dad. You know, we make it a father son.
No, my father old. He might have a heart attack hearing about some of this stuff that J.D. talking about.
78, man.
He's old.
He is related to your Uncle Mac, right? Bring Uncle Mac too.
Actually, no. That Mac is my aunt's husband, mother's sister's husband.
Yeah, I think I did hear you say that. Yeah, but he definitely would fit in with JD.
My father, he probably would rather want to go to the strip club.
Okay.
Than see some.
Well, see, that's a little bit much. I ain't never been to the strip joint with my pop. But,
that would be weird.
I couldn't be myself. But I always like to come up with some positive solution. And Savannah and I were kind of brainstorming how, you know, we can
Savannah's
make
over here saying that she was not even in this conversation that you're trying to rope her in. She's trying to say that you making all this up. You and her.
Savannah is not saying that. We had a real brief but productive conversation of how moms and dads could both be treated well on Father's Day and Mother's Day. But how mothers get some special treatment for what you say they don't deserve as much credit for, but I disagree. you know. So
fine. All right. So she carries.
So let's think about that. Think about that fathers and sons thing with JD, man. Maybe your pops asking, you know. Communication is the key.
All right. All right. God bless you too. Pops, I don't know. Take me down to Silk. And that's where I want to go. I want to go to the shake joint. I'm like, you sure? Yeah. Come on now. I'll drive. All right. And we get in there, and what happens? Hey, Eugene, welcome back. Hey, haven't seen you in a couple of days. I'm like, what? Yeah, come on in. Come on in. Here, Eugene, we have your table for you right here with the drink that you like. Hey, Eugene. Haven't seen you since Tuesday. My father gonna have a fit if he hears this. So I'm gonna take a break. You're listening to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 FM. I'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. The Truth with Sherwin Hughes will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It's The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
I had to get up and move around. Motion creates emotion. You got to get up every now and again and move around. All right, standing up now. Let's talk to Black Conscious. You're on 101.7 The Truth. How are you?
I'm a proud black man because I'm blacker than black because I'm black, y'all. Peace, brothers. What's going on?
I'm not entirely sure. I came in today to do a radio show, and it just kind of flew off the rails, so I'm just over here trying to survive.
That's what happens on a Monday. And, yeah, I share those sentiments with you about Father's Day because I'm tired of the same Phillips head screwdrivers and pliers. At least get me a different size and set. And the ties, yeah, you probably gave your father one of those ugly ties that you didn't want, because that's all I get. What they think is cute is horrible, tricky, just ugly to me.
Women get jewelry, get taken out to brunch, they get flowers, they get all that stuff.
Pedicure, manicure, the whole massage and all.
We like that. I like brunch.
Dinner.
I like pedicures. I like all that stuff.
You know? All day at the spa, getting all oiled and greased up.
Hold on now. Relax now. I don't need to get oiled up now.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, we don't pass on that one. But, yeah, brother, I share that with you, and you're right. I'm walking into Walgreens now. I'm going to send you some photos. And the one thing you did mention was they also start promoting Mother's Day right after Easter.
Jewelry, all that stuff. Men like jewelry. I like watches.
Can't say I love you like a diamond.
Thank you.
Where the hell that came from?
Thank you,
like,
Black.
I love you ain't enough. It don't mean nothing unless you got a diamond with it. Live righteous, Milwaukee. Men rule the world.
Probably shouldn't have said that. It's going to make somebody angry. Let's talk to James. Thank you for holding. You're on 101.7 The Truth. What's on your mind, James?
Good morning, Sherwin. Got a question for you. Are you of the opinion that husband and wife should buy each other something for Father's Day and Mother's Day?
Yes. Of course. That's how you show appreciation.
Now, okay, well, and let me tell you where I asked that question. Okay, by the grace of God, my mother and father is going to be with the Lord. But my mother and father is my mother and father. So what's the true meaning of Mother's Day and Father's Day? Because I, for one, don't celebrate Mother's Day or Father's Day anymore because my mother and father is gone. Number two, my children can show their mother how they appreciate her. But she's their mother and not my mother. So if we go to the true meaning of Mother's Day, how can you really put anybody else outside in that position or that category that's really not your mother?
Because the job that women do as mothers should be respected by not only her children, but also by the man in her life. Because there's things that she does as a mother that maybe men don't do.
Oh, so that man that goes out to do what he should do, pay his child support, go to work every day, and take care of his kids, he's going to get a pat on the back for creating a kid that has to be here.
No, he should get the same level of love and respect and attention and gifts. on Father's Day that she gets on Mother's Day. I'm under that impression.
From their children.
And women, too. The women can show respect for fathers on Father's Day. Because think about it. Not only are all women here because they have a father, women are actually named after a man. All women's last names came from a man.
Okay, let's roll with this, Sherwin. Okay, so all that's fine and dandy. But what about just duty year? You appreciate her for being who she is and let Mother's Day be Mother's Day and Father's Day be Father's Day.
So you can do that too, but you also can appreciate somebody all throughout the year. And that means you don't have to give them Christmas gifts either. Or what about this? I appreciate somebody on all 364 days of the year. Let the birthday be the birthday. No, there are certain days and holidays where you show a particular kind of respect and appreciation to somebody. Mother's Day could be just like Christmas or Father's Day or any other holiday where we show respect. We show respect on Memorial Day for those that have given the ultimate sacrifice for us. There's nothing wrong with that. Honoring Mother's Day, Father's Day.
There's nothing wrong with it, but I'm just saying, you know, if it's Mother's Day, my mother, prior to her leaving here, she had two holidays a year. Mother's Day and her birthday, that was it. Now, I did other things, of course, duty year and stuff like that, but those are her two holidays, that was it. I don't get into Christmas and all that stuff like that either, because that's really Jesus' birthday, so I'll do what Jesus would do, I believe, stuff like that. But I guess my thing is that if it's going to be Mother's Day, let it be Mother's Day, let it be Father's Day, and I understand what you say about the appreciation, but that's why I don't celebrate Sweetie's Day, because I do everything duty year. I don't make some special day because that you may not even live to see to show you that I appreciate
it. Now, hold on. Sweetie's Day, that's a man's day. Sweetest Day is when women are supposed to do stuff us for. When you say you don't celebrate Sweetest Day, you better rephrase that. That means the woman in your life don't celebrate Sweetest Day. Sweetest Day.
Well, no, I don't. Treat me sweet every day, Sherwin. Don't wait till that day because I may not live to see that day.
All right, James, you made your point.
Every day. Sherwin, I love you. Sherwin, I love you. Have a great day.
Yes, I love everybody else, too. I love every damn body, I guess. All right, well. This is what we're doing. We're going to take a break, come back. We'll talk to the caller on the other side. The Truth with Sherwin Hughes will be right back.
The Truth with Sherwin Hughes returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Our phone number, I'm not giving it out because y'all are abusing it today. All right. Brian says, I'm not reading that. Hanif says, college degrees were designed to knock us out of position. Dion says, why you believe everything these people tell us? They've been lying to us from the start. So I'm not sure if the earth is flat or not, but I'm not going to keep conditioning myself to believe anything the white man tells me. I bet if he tells you to get your black ass to work, you're going to go. Shut up, Dion. I bet Dion be at work shucking and jiving. Y'all know that Dion is a lunch lady? This is a whole middle-aged grown black man that wears a hairnet. And cut square pizza for children. Oh, yes, sir, boss. I sure do love cutting this pizza. And he do a little dance. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, I sure is happy to be working up in this MPS school. I sure will. Maybe one day I'll go back to school and get my education. That's right. Indeed. Until then, I'll just be happy cutting this pizza. Oh, Lord. Voting. Oh, no. No. I ain't no rabble rouser. I sure enough don't want to cause no trouble. Oh, no. They's to get the dogs and the fire hoses on me. No, I'm going too far. Oh, no. Talking about voting, I ain't going to do none of that now. I's happy just right here. That's what they don't even give me no real knife to cut the pizza. Said I was dangerous because I was a black man. I sure enough ain't got no self-control.
Oh, Lord.
Look at this. F. Barton says, good morning. Would you be willing to provide the phone number for the Mexicans? I need a fence installed. You guys are terrible. You're supposed to hire black contractors. Brian gave a salute to our friend Tony that called in. The caller is calling this show Battle of the Sexes on 101.7 The Truth. Anthony says, if you're on satellite radio, you will get a couple of awards. Kathleen says, Mr. Sherman, apparently addressed to me. Who is the first one? Hang on a second, I lost it. Okay, here we go. Who is the first one whom which the child who's in trouble goes to? On your side, moms get a lovely brunch, dads get a barbecue of which they end up cooking. You're so funny. We, even on our day of appreciation, we still provide, don't we, as men? We get on the grill. I don't like to see women on the grill. It's just not feminine. I also, you know what else I don't like to see? And I got to get over this. Women cutting the grass. There's something about that that don't sit right for me, especially if she got grown sons playing Xbox and smoking blunts and mama out there wearing some funny looking boots and the shorts and the T-shirt that don't match out there cutting the grass, struggling to push the lawnmower. It's horrible when I see a woman cutting the grass, but that also shows everybody in the neighborhood she ain't got no man. Women should not cut grass unless they like it. But I've never met a woman that likes to cut grass. I've never met a woman that likes to shovel snow. Those are man's jobs. Some women don't even pump gas. I've met women that don't even really know how to pump gas. Make that make sense. That's a deficiency, though. If you drive a vehicle, there's some basic things that you should know. Pumping gas is one of them.
Well, you know what's funny, though? In Jersey, they don't let people pump their gas. So in some areas of the country, it's not a thing for anybody.
That's right. They do still have mandatory self-service in places around the country. They got rid of self-service in Wisconsin years ago. You can't, at least not in the Milwaukee area, because remember you drive into the gas station and you drive over that tube and it makes the bell go out. Bing, bing. That's before your time, Savannah. So every time you drive, so there was two lanes of gas pumps, okay? Self-service lane and a full service lane. When you go into the full service lane, you drive over this. It was like a long, like, metal tube. And when your tires drove over it, it triggered a bell to ring. Bing, bing. And then a guy would come out of the gas station, and they'd ask you what kind of gas you want. And you say, I'm unleaded, or regular, or mid-grade, or premium, whatever. And then they would put the, and you say, okay, $20 worth, or fill it up. And they fill it up. But then they would, like, clean your windshield for you. Yeah, they would do all that stuff for you. Sometimes they would check the oil for you. I miss self-service gas stations. Now, it was more expensive. It was, do y'all remember how many more cents per gallon it was if you went to self-service? Probably 15 or 20 cents more per gallon. But for some people, especially when it's cold, ain't nothing worse than pumping gas when it's below zero. It is torture. And you know you're not supposed to leave your vehicle unattended when you pump gas. So some people, they pull up to the pump, you know, they select their gas, they put the pump handle in the gas tank, and that you can set it on the handle where it's automatic, and they go back and sit in the car. You're not supposed to do that, because if the handle flies out, it's going to be gasoline spraying everywhere, and now some fool going to pull up smoking a cigarette, and you're going to blow the whole gas station up. So you have to be out there while you're pumping your gas. You cannot get back into the car. Don't do that. Now, I drive a hybrid electric. I get gas very, very rarely. Most of the time, I get gas when it's warm out where I don't mind. But yeah, self-service gas stations used to be a thing. Okay. I didn't get to drugs at all. I had a whole bunch of stuff. We'll talk about that tomorrow. And a whole bunch of songs. Let me tell you one song. Can I tell you one song that's about drugs that I didn't know that it was about drugs? Actually, two of them. I got a whole list of them. D'Angelo personifies his love for weed over a smoked out groove that tells you the real story as clearly as lines like, My eyes are a shade of blood burgundy. Soon as he's tempted by her big sister Chocolate Tie and upset that his buddies want to smoke, and in the final verse is a how to smoke a blunt for dummies that sounds as steamy as a makeout session. I thought Brown Sugar was about a black woman that he was in love with. The song by D'Angelo, Brown Sugar, is about weed. Can y'all believe that?
What?
It sure is. Hold on. As a matter of fact, hold on. Oh, wait a second. Do I have time? Changed my whole perspective on that song. So that album came out when I was in college. Man, listen. That was one of the most chillinest albums. When neo-soul started coming out in the mid and the late 90s and the early 2000s, my goodness. But that album still to this day, Brown Sugar by D'Angelo, one of the best ever. Let me see. Oh, this is the video. Let me see. What is this here? How come it ain't playing? Wait. And as I'm looking at the video, there's clouds of smoke in the background. How would I not know this? So if I'm able to get to it on tomorrow's show, I'm going to talk about how I think that we as Americans with American music have been indoctrinated to use and abuse drugs, because there's so many drug references in our music, popular music, stuff that we sing to our children, stuff that kids know the lyrics to, and a lot of this stuff is about drugs. There's another song that's about drugs. I don't want to give too much of it away because I want to talk about it tomorrow. Rihanna, We Found Love. As quote, yellow diamonds do exist in gem forms and can be purchased at your local jeweler, but the kind Rihanna sings about are only available from a less reputable source. Yes, what she found in a hopeless place was ecstasy and the euphoric rush that the drug provides, a high that is mimicked by Calvin Harris's highly pharmaceutical EDM break. In case the slang is too subtle for you, the pills and dilated pupils of the video imagery hammers that interpretation home. It's more than druggy enough to make you wonder what Riri is singing about on the song Diamonds. Thanks for listening. See you next time.